So there was a new study that came out today, and I was like, oh my God, Anthony's going to love this one. Okay, so here's the study. They asked thousands of people, what is something that is so annoying it should be illegal?
Driving in the left lane and driving slow.
What, so there should be nobody ever in the left lane?
No, you should never drive in the left lane unless you're passing or driving 20 miles over the speed limit. That's the only reason you should be in the left lane.
Right.
Drives me insane every day.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one didn't even make the list. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Talking on the phone, texting on the phone should be illegal in every state, but it's not.
You mean while you're driving?
Right.
Because you can talk on your phone, text on your phone whenever you want to, but you're saying while you're driving.
Oh, yeah, while you're driving. Sorry. Okay. While you're driving a vehicle, you shouldn't be on your phone at all. I loved that about New York is you couldn't drive with your phone in your hand at all. So you couldn't have your phone in your hand when you're talking on it, texting, anything.
Oh, they pull you right over. Yeah, they can't wait to pull you over for that.
I got pulled over for talking on my phone in New York.
Yep. See, so, they love to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So here, people just, they can't drive without it. So that should be illegal.
Yeah. There's two other phone-oriented ones that made this list. One of them was gym selfies. People think that gym selfies are so annoying, they should be illegal. But also because when you're taking a gym selfie, you're usually getting other people in the background. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the background of your Instagram story. Like, that's just leave me alone. Like, I don't want to be part of your life. Like, don't bring me into this.
That was happening the other day at a store. Two 15-year-old girls were sitting there taking selfies and doing an Instagram story as they're walking around, and I'm behind them. Like, I don't want to be part of your story. Stop it.
Right. Well, in my neighborhood now, because for some reason there's all these, even though it's not even really, it's not spring, but for some reason there's like all there's leaves and that people are putting out all their decorations for fall, like the harvest stuff, whatever. So all of these Instagram influencers are flying out of their houses and they come out with their friends who are their professional photographers and they're all dressed up to the nines, right? They wear whatever outfit they're being paid to wear. Mm-hmm. And they do these little things where they pretend to leap up in the air or they pretend to leap over a puddle. Like my neighborhood is full of these people. You cannot walk down the street with some Instagram influencer not bumping into you because they're trying to do like a little cute little like, ooh, leap, you know, like, oh, look how cute I am. Ooh,
and you're behind them watching this.
Yeah.
And you're part of it.
Right. And you're the blur behind them. Like, I'm sorry, you're getting paid for this. I'm not. Sorry. Not okay. So what also made the list is that it should be illegal to talk on a speakerphone in public.
Yes. Yeah. Every time I go into a store, somebody is doing that.
There's a trend in New York right now that I don't know what's going on, but people are not using headphones and they're walking around with either an actual boombox or something connected to their phone, like a speaker connected to their phone outside, like it's 1972. Like no headphones, just so everybody can hear their stupid, awful music.
No, that's what you have headphones for.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to hear that. I don't want to listen to your conversation. I don't want to listen to your music.
This is interesting on the list. Something that is so annoying, it should be illegal. Sitting on the same side of a table at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care? Why does that bother you? Why do you care if I want to sit on the banquette and my boyfriend wants to sit on the banquette and nobody wants to sit on a chair? What do you care?
I'll tell you why I care is because when I walk into that restaurant, my wife's going to say, why don't you sit next to me like that? And I'll say, no, I did not. No. You don't want to be, you don't want to look and go, oh, that's that couple. He has to sit next to her. She's that big of a pain in the ass. She can't sit on her own side of the table.
No, they're so in love. They want to hold hands during dessert.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hold hands while I eat. I've had that before. Hold my hand while I eat. Shut up.
When my boyfriend and I first started dating, there was this French restaurant downtown that we used to go to all the time. And the only reason why we sat on the same side is because we sat in a corner table. It was a banquette and the chairs were right near where the kitchen was, in and out, and they used to bump into the chair, like they'd bump into you. So we always sat on the same side because it wasn't that crowded. And that way we can like have a private conversation and no one's bumping into you on their way in and out of the kitchen.
You want to sit next to each other. You know what? Do it at home. Eat something on your couch and sit next to each other. I don't want to see that at a restaurant. Oh, aren't they so cute? No, that's ridiculous. She's a pain in the ass. That's the only reason why he's sitting next to her is because she's a pain in the ass.
Also on this list was not socially distancing on a line like at CVS. Like somebody standing like right behind you when you're on a line, like waiting for self-checkout. Singing along loudly at a concert. That's a big pet peeve that a lot of people have, and that should be illegal. You're paying a lot of money for a concert. I don't need you singing every lyric behind me terribly when the band is like, you know, right in front of me.
No, I think that's fine. It's so loud at a concert. If you're singing over the band, then you should get a prize anyway.
Right.
Because you have a really good voice then.
There's three more on the list. People really, really hate and think that it should be illegal to have the unskippable YouTube ads. I mean, YouTube, it's so crazy, like how they finally caught up to us. The big joke was like, you know, how fast can you hit the skip ad thing? Well, joke's on us because now they have unskippable ads. You got to sit there. And sometimes there's like two in a row.
That's the problem. It's starting with two now. So you have one and you go, oh, I could skip it 5 seconds into it. Then another one pops up. So now, as of, what is this, October 13th, there are two ads at the beginning of every YouTube commercial. In a year's time, they're going to be six.
Right.
You're going to look back and go, I remember when there was only two.
Right. Yeah. And now they do the same thing that like Hulu does. If you don't pay for the no ad Hulu, which is what, you know, we have. Where they, in the middle of it, they stop down. Like literally somebody is about to say, so I really recommend if you're going to paint your wall, you should use, and then it goes right to an ad.
And it's the same ad. If I see Jay-Z and Beyonce one more time.
Right.
You reached me once. That's enough. I don't have to see the commercial every time you go to a commercial.
And there's one more on the list and one more that I don't like. So on the list, bringing your children into bars, is that a problem? Are people going to bars and bringing kids?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been to a bar in forever. So maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Restaurants, yes.
Well, restaurants, obviously. Kids have to eat. But an actual bar, like a place that's a pub that is just meant for drinking and partying, like that's interesting. I think that I've definitely seen that as a bartender. I was a bartender for years. I can count on one hand how many times people brought a child in. Like that's not very common in New York. But I don't know, maybe it's a thing now. And finally, this is also a very New York thing. I don't know if you guys are having this problem. Those e-bikes, you know, have you seen the e-bikes? Okay, so you know, regular bicycle, It's an electronic bike. It's a bicycle with a motor, and it goes like 50 miles an hour, which is a problem because it's not a car. So you can't go in the lane with the cars, and it's not a bicycle. So I'm there pedaling along, you know, 15 miles an hour. And these things are flying by. Dangerous.
Is there a bunch of them?
Oh, my God. There's tons. There's literally more of those in New York right now than actual people pedaling bikes. Because that's what all the delivery people use. Yeah, they were illegal in New York. And then stupid de Blasio was like, I'm not going to make those illegal. It's like, fuck you, asshole. Now you've put all of us in jeopardy.
Are they rentable or is this something that you buy?
Well, that's what's interesting. So they're purchased or they're owned by the restaurants for the delivery people. But now, you know, all the city-its, the people that walk around that do the city bikes. So City Bike now has e-bikes as well. They're not as fast because city bikes are shitty. They're terrible, which is why we call them city-its. They're terrible. They have really bad brakes and they're really dangerous. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a thing in New York. But, there I am in my stupid... You know, my big white bike.
So this is not a gasoline engine. These are electric, so you really can't hear them when they fly right. past you.
That's the problem. You plug them in, it's an electric bike, and you don't hear them coming, and suddenly, vroom!
And they run you off the road. That's not a real bike. You can't be here.
Right. It's like a car on two wheels.
That's called a motorcycle, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I knew it was familiar.
Wonder if we should invent a car with two wheels. What shall we call it? I don't know. E-bike? No, that's a motorcycle. That's what we could call it.
Yeah.
They zip and they go like 50 miles an hour.
They already have those. Yeah, that's true.
I think those will be brilliant. I think we should get right on that.
People will love them.